Hey, what's up, guys? Here we are yet again with another episode. Whoa, So here we are with another Commander Knight. But before we start our Commander Knight, we will talk about D2 spoilers that came out. And as well, remember, you guys can follow us in all of our social media, just hitting the link that it's in the bio from the Facebook Live. So, and as well, where the link tree that we will be posting right now, just click that link and you will find us in all of our social media and as well our podcast format for the show. And then from further ado, let's go ahead and present all of our hosts. The only one that's missing is Orengo, but he will be coming in. While he comes in, well, then we're going to be talking about the spoilers that were spoiled today. So further ado, we will be presenting the one and only that always makes it late, but today he was super extremely early, is the one and only Chris.
Sup guys, how y'all doing?
And then from there we have our keeper of the grave, the one that loves to play mono black, the one and only JP.
Hey, what's up?
Okay, guys, so I'm gonna go ahead and add to the stream the tab for the spoilers. So we're gonna go ahead and click on the first one. That is Junji, the Middle Sky, the Midnight Sky. My bad. Yeah. It's 2 black and 3 legendary creature, dragon spirit, has flying, menace. And then it says, when Junji, the Midnight Sky, dies, choose one. Each opponent discards 2 cards and loses 2 life. Or the other one is, put target non-dragon creature card from a graveyard onto the battlefield under your control, and you lose 2 life, and he is a 5/5. So this dragon, at least for what I see, guys, it breaks the whole 4-drop legendary dragon.
Yeah, he is a bit of a break in the cycle.
Mm-hmm.
I like that he's a 5 mana 5/5, so a lot of the aspects on cube specifically is that five drops in black suck. They all suck, and that includes for most of the history in, like, since cube you can just play anything for the most of the history in Magic the Gathering. Yeah, 5 mana drops in black suck. Usually they're 4/4s, or this one happens to be like break even with its mana cost, so it's 5/5. That's 2 keywords, both being very very like evasive keywords. And it has a very, very good ability when it dies, which is usually the returning the creature.
Yeah. I also like that second ability because it just really complements the whole reanimator aspect that's been popping up a lot in standard with Rakdos decks mostly. But I've seen a few like Rakdos kind of reanimator decks, especially with that new vampire, forgot her name, but like the one that drops for 6 and she just revives Olivia? Something from your graveyard. Yeah, Olivia. I personally play a kind of like Rakdos sort of reanimator deck, so this thing is like looks amazing to me already. I can't wait to be able to, like, you know, start playing this in Arena, or hopefully when we come back to our local game stores, start playing that, like, you know, in standard.
And the little spicy tech for Commander, any sac outlet, Phyrexian,
Altar?
What's it called? No, not Phyrexian Altar. Any sac outlet, but it doesn't matter what sac outlet it is. Any sac outlet, like, Ashnos Altar works, and Phyrexian Altar. I'm looking for the creatures. Phyrexian Devourer, I think it is, or Phyrexian. I can't remember it off the top of my head. I know mana cost. Let me look for it real quick, because it reanimates. Its mana cost is 5. So
the good thing about this card is that as well, the second ability says from a graveyard, so you're not on hold of getting like only things from yours.
Yeah.
so you can't get from your opponent. So if your opponent has like a good card in their graveyard, then you can go ahead and pick it up.
Mm-hmm.
The thing is that being in the mythic slot, I think that they should have just instead of putting like non-dragon, I think that they saying permanent, I think it's too much, because then you have like you can choose from like anything, but I don't know. I think it would have been cool. This is just me. Say it's non-dragon and planeswalker.
Yeah.
So
Just like add something else to it.
Phyrexian Delver, when it enters the battlefield, you return target creature card from your graveyard to the battlefield, and you lose life equal to the converted mana cost. And this reanimates that, so you can start looping that. You'll lose all your life. I don't know why you want to do that, but if you have a way to gain life, like whenever a creature enters the battlefield, you gain life equal to its power, you go even. Actually, you plus, actually.
Actually, there are many cards that when something ETBs, you can gain life and the opponent loses life.
So, that's a way to just go infinite, because it's non-dragon. That was like my immediate thought is like, okay, this goes infinite with this. You might die if you don't have a way to gain life, but if you do, then you're in the clear. Maybe some I automatically thought of my old Taysa deck. Whenever a creature, like a black creature, dies, I make a 1/1 spirit, and I used to run the Soul Sisters in that. So let's say I sacrifice the dragon, bring back the Delver, I make a little dude, little spirit, I gain one life, I gain another life because of the Delver, then I lose 5, bring back the dragon, sacrifice the Delver, gain one life, then just keep on looping.
Okay.
Make a bunch of creatures.
So let's go ahead and jump into the next card. Sadly, there were only 2 cards that were like spoiled again with this weird.
Exactly.
The cards that were leaked. So I know that Chris sent us this picture, and then he was like, decipher what it says. I tried. It was too hard.
But yeah, people
already figured it out.
Yeah, so.
Which honestly, I hope it's not entirely accurate, because I was kind of excited for this card, and then I saw like the actual effect, and I'm like, it's not terrible, I guess.
Yeah, exactly. This is Risona Asari Commander. It's white, red, and 1 legendary creature we don't know. It has haste. Whenever Risona Asari Commander deals combat damage to a player, if she doesn't have an indestructible counter, put an indestructible counter on her. Whenever combat damage is dealt to you, remove an indestructible counter from Risona. And it's we don't know 3. What do you guys
think? I think it's gonna be a 5/3.
You think it's going to be a 5/3?
You don't want to. I think that's the only way you wouldn't want to block this or kill this.
Yeah.
If it's a 4/3 or 2/3, it's or a 3/3. It might be a 3/3 considering the power level of white and red, but I would really do. I do hope it would be a 5/3. It would be the only way. It's big. You don't want to block it, so you take 5 damage, and it gets a counter. Now it's a threat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm really not digging like the 3 toughness, but I guess I understand like why it should be just 3 toughness.
Yeah, because
it's not. You would have to like put up the cost of the card, and honestly, like no one's gonna play that for 4.
Yeah. And as well, the thing is that whenever combat damage is dealt to you, remove an indestructible counter from Risona. So,
yeah,
Is there
a standard way to make this have vigilance consistently?
Probably maybe with an enchantment. I can't remember off
the
top of
my head. The only enchantment that I know for sure that could give it vigilance right now is like rotate out of standard with Theros. So I'm not 100% sure if there's a way to consistently give this vigilance. There's not a lot of like equipment or like Voltron builds going on right now because of how like there's so much removal right now in standard. Like you have your two costed, three damage red spells are back. There's two of them, if I'm not mistaken, at least like the ones that are like played in standard.
You can play white, Heroes Downfall. White
has
now.
You can play Heroes Downfall. You got some good white removal. Black has removal for days. Like it has a lot of one drop, two drop, and three drop removal that is amazing. It has four mana and a technically two costed at the price of your opponent drawing a card. Exile effect, like at instant speed, by the way, like it's one of my favorite cards from Strixhaven. That's like outside of the outside of like blue and red, which is what I normally play in standard. I don't know. I feel like Risona is definitely the kind of card that is going to be a threat for the matchups against stuff like blue red and blue white, which is really hitting the meta pretty hard right now. But I don't know. I don't love her card. Maybe once we actually get to see her power, like if it is a 5/3, I think it'll work out. But if it's not anything, if it's anything other than that, then I don't think it's gonna.
At 4/3, it's fine.
Yeah, I think at 4/3 is fine.
Yeah, that's kind of the problem with it. It's just fine at a 4/3, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but
Indestructible counter, like more, now that I gave it more thought, I think the indestructible counter definitely poses more as a threat than like my brain initially calculated. But even then, I'm still like not too impressed with it.
Imagine turn three, your opponent has lots not of instant done nothing. Speed removal. Yeah,
that's a problem. I don't like. It's really rare for your opponent to not have done anything during turn three. And if your opponent didn't do anything during turn, like for three turns, be afraid, be very afraid, because it's most likely like a control deck that just has all of his spells ready in hand to like wreck your world.
Yeah, but I think that when this set comes out, at least there's going to be like a lot of things that you can do. I like the fact that Orengo has Master Duel in his screen. Nice. So I really do hope that this can, you know. I think this set will come forth with a lot of interesting standard brews for the standard meta.
Yeah.
There's like a lot of interesting things that can happen. You know.
Actually, now that I give it another look, I think Risona will definitely it might be able to give a new life to Boros in standard. If there are more cards that that can support the archetype in this set, because mono white,
you mean like haste?
Yeah, like some kind of like a hasty like weenies deck, because there's a lot of red creatures that have haste. There's a lot of white creatures that are like that can buff your other creatures. So as long as Zendikar isn't rotating out and they print support for that archetype in this set, I think it can work out like some Boros aggro, maybe like Boros weenies.
Mm-hmm.
Or Boros aggro than Boros weenies, but Boros weenies could be close depending on what they print on this set.
No, yeah, exactly, because I think Boros weenies would be the probably the way, I guess. Yes. Because, well, not Boros Winnies, I mean Boros Aggro.
Yeah.
Due to the goblin that it's on the set that can make things go haste, You know, yes. probably if you cast, let's say that you have as a four drop the red dragon spirit, and then you have the goblin, then you can make him haste. So yeah.
There's a lot of really good two drops with haste right now.
Also, the goblin requires a modified creature, and if you go turn two goblin, turn three Rizzoni, you already have a modified creature for turn five.
That's true.
Very interesting.
And then as well as when it dies, so you have either the exile the top two cards or create the three treasure tokens. And it's a 4/4 for four. So just
The red dragon?
Yeah, exactly. Because you would, you know, if you would make like a Boros aggro, you would have him as a four drop, at least two, like in those times when you would play Glorybringer.
Yeah.
You know, and then if you have the goblin makes
I don't think you can compare it to Glorybringer.
I'm not comparing him with Glorybringer. What I'm saying is that he would be that slot of like a big creature, because I know Glorybringer is still a broken ass dragon.
Not broken, it's just strong. Yeah.
Really, like, really strong. Really like freaking strong.
Like I run it in the cube.
The only thing holding it back is what's the name of that effect again?
Exert.
Yeah, that's the only thing holding that dragon back. He would be broken if he, exactly.
Just give it vigilance. It can exert every turn.
Jesus fucking Christ.
So I don't know if Orengo is there.
Okay.
I know that there's
I'm gonna hijack the commander game for a minute, for a few minutes. So let me set this up.
We got some card economy stuff coming?
Okay, let me just okay. So I was dabbling in Yu-Gi-Oh! Master Duel today because it released today on Steam and a bunch of other platforms. It released simultaneously. And unlike other clients that we may or may not use sometimes, Arena. This one did it simultaneously. So I'm gonna show you guys how the game functions. You know, you start. I already set up my account. I've been playing for a little while. I play for like, let's say, 3 or 4 hours. I know my Yu-Gi-Oh, so I knew how to do like a little introductory. It was like four introductory tutorial levels. There's a solo. Oh, there's a little survey you can do. You can get 50 gems. I'm sorry. I'll do that later. And I did my little intro. At the end of the intro, you get one of three decks. You get a basic deck, a very basic deck. Then you get one of three decks. You can either get a OG deck that has like blue eyes and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah.
You get another deck, which could be a synchro deck. And the third deck is a deck dealing with link summoning, which is like the newest mechanic that they have, right?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So I picked the synchro one because it's the most powerful that I know, because I don't know much about link summoning. So I decided to use that. By the end of the tutorial alone, I ended up with around almost 2,000 gems. And I'm thinking to myself, I'm getting so much gems. I'm pretty sure it's either because, you know, it's the introductory levels or whatever, or gems aren't worth that much in this economy. Okay, so obviously they told me to go to the shop, but let me show you the gems first. So there's obviously some packs. The first pack, you can buy it three times. They give you 1,500 gems for $12. When you look what you can get with $12 generally, it's 680 gems. So you get basically more than double for $12, mm-hmm. right? Okay, it's pretty decent. So what can 1,500 gems get you? So let's go to the shop.
I am so scared right now because I think it's going to be way better than Arena.
Oh my god.
So the normal packs, there's three packs. There's the competitive booster pack, essentially. There's like more nostalgia-y booster pack. And there's the master pack, which basically has everything, right? So let's say I want to buy a pack. I'm not going to show you the example, but I'm going to show you. So you just go click on it and be like, okay, so what cards include, right? So I want to see what cards are included in this pack particularly. So I just check, and these are like the cards that are included, whatever, and all the rarities, blah, blah, blah. Okay, cool. Let's say I want to say, look at the odds, for example. Okay, so the odds are 2.50, 7.50. It's all like laid out so you kind of understand, right? A cool thing happened. I think I opened 10 packs and I actually didn't get an ultra rare in any of the 10 packs. So this actually said guaranteed one ultra rare in the next 10 packs.
Super rare, not ultra rare.
No. This is super rare right now. But the last time I actually got 10 supers, I didn't get an ultra at all. So then it automatically changed the button and said, oh, so for the next 10 packs, you will be guaranteed an ultra rare or more than one ultra rare. At the bare minimum, you're going to get one ultra rare. I got four ultra rares.
Wow.
Okay. So you're thinking to yourself, okay, so what's the problem here? There's a gigantic problem. The gigantic problem is that technically Yu-Gi-Oh! Has 6,750 cards, and they have coded every single one of them. I'm gonna be a betting man and assume that Magic insane. Does not have 6,750 cards out of the gate when it was released.
No, it did not.
No, yes, it
did
not.
They were all coded, and they were
It only had at least like around three sets worth at most.
Exactly. Yeah. So that's probably like 1,000 easily. And it was buggy too. For now, I have not encountered a single bug. I've played enough to be in silver already.
On release day, not a single bug.
Yes, no single bug clear. For me. It didn't crash. It didn't do nothing. You know, maybe it's Yu-Gi-Oh! Not a lot of people play it. Whatever. I don't know. So, okay, I'm not done. So when you buy a pack or whatever, since it's 6,700 cards, you're going to be like, well, this is insane. I'm never going to be able to get the cards that I need. Well, if you start unlocking certain super rares and ultra rares, they start unlocking what is called a secret pack. A secret pack, it's seeded based on themes. So for example, let's say I want to go be in Yu-Gi-Oh! GX and get some elemental heroes. So four out of my eight cards per pack are guaranteed to be feature cards. And now you can see the feature cards. Going to be a small selection of cards that are in tune with the theme of your deck. So if you want to build like a God Honest the elemental hero deck, you can just choose this pack once you've unlocked it. And then you start buying packs specifically of this theme until you get the cards that you need. But okay, let's say, you know, eventually I got to like 7,000 gems today, just so you know. Let's say I can't, you know, I got enough boosters, but I don't want to keep buying randomly or whatever. Okay, no problem, guy. Let's go to my Synchro Unity deck. I'm going to edit it, you know. Look at that. Oh, I have different rarity gem thingies. And look at that. Oh, I can dismantle them, or I can generate whichever bloody card I want. Will you look at that? I can be like, I want more wicked avatars. I can just make another one. Oh, I just made another one, and I can make them non-foil or foil if I ever so choose to do. Wow, that's so great. Jiminy Snickets, it gets better, guys. Look at this. So you go to the shop, right? And you're thinking, because you can see down here, there's a little dual pass, because of course there's a little dual pass. Well, the dual pass, when you go to special,
you're 22 levels into the dual pass in 4 hours.
Yes, and this dual pass costs 600 gems.
So you can buy it with gems instead of having to buy. Wow. Yes. Okay.
Yes, you get the dual pass. It's 600 gems. You basically get it right out of the gate. And just like a Fortnite, you get the gems back. So when you complete the pass, which is 100, it's 100 to get to the final one. You get a little pot of greed.
I see.
Yeah, you get like a cute little pot of greed. At the end of it, you will get your 600 gems back. But guys, it doesn't fucking matter because I literally got 700 gems in the first day. And there's 7,000,
just want to clarify.
7,000, I'm sorry. 7,000 gems in the first day. This is your login bonuses. It rolls from the first 2 days, you get 1,000. And then you get like a once per day account type of thing. For the next 13 days, you get 20, 20, 20, 20. And then here, for the first 7 days, you're getting, what, 300, 300, 400, 500, 500. You get dailies. You get Spectator Duel Live. You get unlimited missions, which will keep going ad nauseum. So you get to, you buy secret packs. If you find secret packs, you get more gems. If you win duels in solo mode, which is basically the story mode that they have, where you can unlock decks as well. You also get, you know, more gems and more gems. It does not stop here, you guys, because obviously I bought the stupid duel pass because it's literally free money right now. So I'm getting all of these extra utility things so I can enchant whatever cards I need. But it gets even better because if I go back to the shop, let's say I don't want to be buying random boosters like a crazy maniac. Look at this. I can buy structure decks. I can buy actual completed competitive decks, and it's limited to three because once you buy all three, you'll get a multitude of complete sets from each of the cards. So you see, it's just like one of each, essentially. Well, you buy, if you buy three of them, you will get three of each. So then you can mix and match and readjust it and make a competitive, in this case, pendulum deck. And this other one would be a competitive, I think, also pendulum deck, probably. Xyz. So it's an Xyz deck. So this will be an XYZ deck. And yeah, you get your little case. You get probably some sleeves and all that. You get your little Utopia, which is like a fan favorite of people. And you get that by paying $1,500. And you get an actual complete, honest to God, complete deck that I know it's very competitive because I saw the cards before I ran the stream. And yeah, you get little cute accessories. You get a bunch of little buddies for like 300 gems, which is like $2. You got cool little buddies, so you can put them like as you do in arena, where you put like a little buddy on the side.
Is there no Kariba?
No Kariba, but I'm pretty sure you're gonna.
Nah, it's probably gonna be like a pass. Watch if that Kariba doesn't come in a pass. First off, I'll be extremely surprised and asking myself, what is Konami doing with their marketing?
Yeah, there's Dark Magician. There's no Blue Eyes. I wanted to get the Blue Eyes immediately. There's no Blue Eyes, which is I'm just assuming they're gonna put him in a dual pass or something. There's different fields. There's little protector sleeves, and there's little icons. The icons are stupid, but you know. Whatever. And there's your dual pass, and there's a bundle deal. So the bundle deal is you get like a broken ass card that you need and a bunch of boosters for $750. Oh, you don't understand. There's 750 gems. It's 10 master packs. Every master pack is 100 gems. So for 750, you get a broken ass card and 10 extra boosters at a discount.
That doesn't even make sense.
At a discount. This card, actually, I need to buy one of these because I need stupid Ash Blossom. I'm not even kidding.
There you go. Like you get to put
I actually need the stupid Ash Blossom. I'm not, And you can, you know, there's a little cute animation when you open up the packs and whatever. Also, let me show you the mechanic because I might actually unlock different secret packs. So you slide over here, right? You finish sliding and then you get okay, so you see that little thing right there? This is unlocking a secret pack. So I just unlocked the Laval theme booster pack. So now if I want to build a Laval deck, I just, you know, click on...
I can just buy boosters based on Laval.
So now you have a bunch of secret... Okay, I got my Ash Blossom. Perfect. So now I have my secret card packs. Now I have the ones that I unlocked, which would be coded in red. So I can be like, oh, what is this? Okay, so I just see which cards came from which whatever. I got another Ultra Rare, by the way, in 10 packs. Take that, Arena. And now I can just be like, oh, let's click over here. I just want to see what themes I have. Oh, for Red Eyes. Everyone knows what a Red Eyes is. Let's go over there. So now I have my little Red Eyes. I see the highlights of the cards that I will be specifically here. 4 out of 8 packs will be freaking Red Eyes cards, and I can see what feature cards I get from it. And this is insane. This is literally, I'm so glad that someone made this because it literally shows you how you can do this in the correct way. Oh, look, I got free gems just for opening boosters. Look at that. Look at that. I got 200 gems back.
What I'm wondering here is that do these prices work because of Yu-Gi-Oh's extension card like extensive card pool upon release?
Maybe it could be
because,
that they,
because all I'm thinking right now is if you can get that much for free, how does, like, where does this make the profit at, other than the fact that it's Yu-Gi-Oh, you know?
Remember that Yu-Gi-Oh has multiple outlets. They have Duel Links because people still play Duel Links, and as well in the market Yu-Gi-Oh sells well. Mm-hmm. So
yeah,
probably they just wanted to, because I remember when they were releasing this, they did mention that they were going to like be pro players, because they understand that there will be a moment in time that they can have, if you want to be like a pro Yu-Gi-Oh player online, they will have like this platform for you to continue.
Or counterpart to all of that is Konami decided to spread their ass cheeks and shit down Wizards of the Coast's throat, because god damn, this is so much better.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
This
yeah,
is like, infinitely better. This is stupid better.
You literally showed me this and I just downloaded the game. I'm like, and you guys know, like, you guys know for a fact that I just hate Yu-Gi-Oh! I hate how it works. I hate almost everything about it.
Yeah.
However, seeing how good that system is, and knowing that since this is like a virtual format, it's going to be a little bit less complicated.
Yeah.
Like, I just, it made me download the game.
Yeah.
Whoever knows me personally knows that that's a lot to say. I downloaded Konami's like Yu-Gi-Oh software onto my computer.
And there's, oh look at that, there's Friends upon release.
For those who care, by the way, the game is only around 239 megabytes download. So
no, it starts off like that. You do a little tutorial and then it's 5 gigs. So it's total let's say 6 gigs, because it's a huge database.
Yeah, it's actually more than Magic Arena in that case, I think.
Yeah, but there's literally what, 6,000 cards.
Yeah, there's more than double the cards upon release. This is absolutely insane. Wow.
I gotta say that I'm gonna be like Chris. I want to download this and play.
Yeah, and I believe it's crossplay, like I said. So I think it's like on Xbox.
Yeah, it's on Xbox, Nintendo Switch, PlayStation, and no PC. Way. For mobile, is still, they're still working the mobile version.
Sure, that's fine. Look at that.
That's insane. It released on freaking consoles. You're telling me that they optimize this on consoles.
Yep.
Yes.
Oh my. Wow.
This is insane. Like, I will say, maybe the only negative thing that I could see, because I remember playing Duel Links and I was ecstatic because I got like a shit ton of gems at release. I feel that maybe that's the hook. The hook is going to be that they're going to shower you with a lot of gems at first, so you go insane. Mm-hmm. But then, you know, because it's Yu-Gi-Oh,
Yu-Gi-Oh, a hard stop, essentially.
I feel like eventually, maybe looking at the missions and the way they're set up, maybe eventually, you know, the logging once per day, like if it resets every 7 days, then I guess it'll be good. And this thing, if it resets every, you know, every what, 11 days, then it'll be fine.
13 days, I think it is, because it has like a 13.
Exacto. You're right. Exacto. Every 13 days, like if it resets every 13 days and this resets every 7 days, then that's, I think it's sustainable. Metric, it's a weird metric. I don't know why it even has two logins. It's very confusing. But if we assume that this resets and you still get the same amount, 1,000 every day, and then 500, 500, 400, then 300, 300, and I think that's acceptable. I think that's fine. I think that's pretty good.
So, and actually, we could just wait 2 weeks and see what's up. In 2 weeks, we can just see.
Honestly, I don't think it's going to change that much in 2 weeks. I would give it at least a month and see like what they got going on.
See, porque mira, en el Duel Links, just for comparison's sake, I remember I was showered with gems and I built like a very nice, powerful deck in like the first month. Not in the first month. Like the first 4 days, I looked up at the meta and I built a pretty strong deck, not using a lot of gems, right? And they had a cool system where you would buy from a booster box, but the booster box was always seated with the same number of cards. For example, it would always say, like, the booster box would always have, like, say, one blue eyes, one red eyes, one dark magician, and a bunch of shaft, right? And let's say I want to get that blue eyes. So I pull 10 packs. I don't get it. I pull 10 packs more. I don't get it. I pull 10 packs more and I got it. I know what's left in the box because it literally lays out for you what's left in the box. So I could opt to reset the box so I could get another chance at another blue eyes, because I already know that box for me, for what I'm looking for, is completely meaningless. And every time a new set released, I always got 1,000 gems for free. Every 500 gems you can waste to get 10 boosters. So I would be guaranteed 20 boosters right out of the gate every time a set released, just to incentivize you to buy from the new set. And then if you wanted to waste more money, but then you can waste more money. But it had a solo mode in which if you didn't want to play competitively, you can just play solo mode. And solo mode had a lot of chapters, character chapters, and then if you fought like Joey Reeler 5 times, you get 500 gems. If you fought Yugi Moto, it will get like 500 gems, and it will just go up the ladder in the chapters. And you will get free cards every chapter. You will get more gems every chapter. So I never paid a single cent in that Duel Links, and I built at least 3 competitive meta decks that I actually played in like tournaments inside the app. So I think they're using the same concept here, in which they shower you with gems and then they'll progressively give you enough every new release or every few months or every few weeks or whatever to incentivize you to kind of be like, hey guy, I know you're not playing too much, but here you go, here's some gems, we release a new set or whatever, we release a new archetype, here you go, just stay over here or whatever.
Just more stuff that Wizards of the Coast doesn't do with their stuff.
Yeah. Yep. So I just wanted to show you guys.
I guess it could be arguable that Wizards of the Coast's I don't know, what do you want to call it? Like virtual team, or like their the team that is in like the team at Hasbro/Wizards that is in charge of like building games is relatively new, considering mm-hmm. that Konami has been a company that's been making games. Like, I don't know if this is like made by Konami, but you know, the property, so you guys seem to like Konami.
Of course.
But you could argue that they have been making, you know, Yu-Gi-Oh games and and applications and all that for like decades, and you're just like, oh well, I guess they have the upper hand. But honestly, I feel like there's more than enough examples out there, and that especially Hasbro, like, let's not even talk about Wizards. Hasbro is a big enough company to be able to analyze these kinds of things and be able to come up with something, you know, that's good for the players, like good for the community, mm-hmm. and good for their wallets. So there's just no excuse, man.
Exactly.
That is completely true.
I agree. Looking at this, that's why I needed to show you guys, because I was so baffled by all the quality of life fixes they have literally upon release. It's insanity to me that Arena has taken, what, 3 years, and they still can't match up to what they have done right out the gate.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
Insane. Absolutely insane.
I mean, what is this? You cannot purchase gems for exclusive gym pack. Okay, right, the gym pack thing. What is this? They added new selection lineup, whatever. What is this? A little survey so you can get some gems. There's a duel live. Oh, you can spectate duels on release.
Shit.
And you can receive mission duel, mission rewards once per day by spectating duels. So just by casually looking at another game, I get gems.
You essentially get rewarded for learning once a day, or for simply like doing the equivalent of watching an ad.
Exactly. Or watching someone play or whatever, or a friend play, because I'm pretty sure that applies to a friend, if a friend's playing or whatever.
That's insane.
That's awesome.
This is so stupid. I'm literally so upset. I was playing and I was just so angry, getting angrier. I'm gonna pull like a little duel so you guys can see how the game kind of functions, and that'll be it. I'm at silver tier 3, by the way. That took me like an hour to get there, and I lost like and you get points for losing too. You got a bunch of points for losing as well. If you win, I've done this a couple of times. Every time I won, I've gone 3 levels in the season pass. 3 levels in the season pass. You know that Arena caps it, right? Mm-hmm. You can just go up a level every day. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Wait, what? I didn't know that.
You didn't know that Arena caps you in the season pass?
Yeah, they do.
They do. They cap you.
Why?
Exactly. Why, JP? Why do they hate us?
Why do they want me to play more
Magic?
Yeah.
Like, even if Wizards had the shitty, like, the shitty pass that it's not really a battle pass, it's a mastery pass. Yeah, even if they did have like the current trash mastery pass,
yeah,
if you even got half of the value that you get out of this in arena, it would already, if they had a crafting system, like literally a crafting system would make things so much better. But that I feel is like the bare minimum when it comes to these kinds of like virtual card games.
Yeah,
they didn't even give us that, and that's insane. Like I've learned a lot more about virtual card games in the past few months because I did download like Shadowverse, Legends of Runeterra, and mm-hmm. I gave I forgot the name of the other one, but you know the OG Legends of Runeterra.
Yeah,
I gave them all a shot, and I didn't like all of them, but I just liked how the system worked a lot more than an arena.
Yeah.
And I don't know, that's a lot to say considering that it's not like Arena is like a first gen or second gen like virtual card game. Like it came out pretty late into the history of like virtual card games, and they still managed to do whatever the hell that's supposed to be.
Exactly. It's pretty freaking crazy. I'm just baffled, to be honest.
Yeah,
I agree. Let me play one so I can show you guys, and that'll be it. Should I use this deck? I mean, I'm still practicing it because, like, Piha, he showed me how to like play it. Oh, by the way, I have a little Sangen. Oh, he has a little Royal Blades. That's cool. I played with this deck a little bit. It's very combo reliant, but I don't know the full combo yet because he was like couch gaming me, so he was basically telling me what to do. So let's see if I don't screw it up. Even if I screw it up, I'll still get points. I'll get something out of it. So I'll lose my winning streak, but it's fine. Okay, so I think I don't have a crappy hand. So let's do this. As you can see, it's very arena. Like you have a little field or whatever.
Yeah, it looks almost identical, actually.
Mm-hmm. Oh, they have an Ash Blossoms. Cool. He screwed me over already. We're off to a great start. Okay. Awesome. Is that concurrent forever? It's just for the time being. Okay. And there's a little Sangan boy. Don't say. Okay. So what does this do again? Is this the one that I can just whatever discard? If this curse is sent to your graveyard, you cannot want tribate. No, I can't. This guy. You can normal summon. You can discard a Sue. You do whatever. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. The Ram. Is this card destroyed? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Crap. Okay. I needed that tanky to resolve. Damn it. I don't know what to do. I think I'll just set this guy. Okay. Just gonna pass the turn. He probably has a very competitive deck, so he's probably gonna screw me over. And that'll be that. The only problem here is it's not beginner friendly if you go to rank, because since you know the whole pool of cards is already available,
yeah,
you're just gonna see crazy shit just happen right now. He's just gonna make a freaking gigantic board like the usual Yu-Gi-Oh boards, and then mm-hmm. if I don't match that board or destroy his board, I'm essentially just gonna lose. So we'll see. Yep, it's just gonna go insane. I don't think I can do much about it. Like he stopped the play. That's the problem. And I don't have exactly that card to stop his play. but we'll see. But yeah. It's pretty interesting. Wait, am I like full screen? Why?
Yeah, you have been full screen for quite a while.
I thought I did this so you guys could be shown there.
That's fine, to be honest.
Okay.
That's really just our hands going like, fuck wizards.
Okay. I mean, I like that. Oh my god, he's going to destroy me. The combo here is basically I do a lot of shenanigans, discarding cards to the graveyard and special summoning in order for me to do a link summon from the graveyard to do a link monster that's like 3,000 attack that when he or another beast, warrior, monster enters the battlefield this turn, you get to banish a card from the field. It's a very simple linear combo. It's much more simpler than this shit, but even that, it was kind of hard for me to get into it because it's still a few pieces that I have to memorize, so I know which combo to do every so often. So he did a horrible board. The other thing I don't like is he searched for a card, and you know that in Arena it's still shown to me, but now there's no log, I believe. No, where there is a log. There is a log. Yes, there's.
Look at that.
So there's
that. That's already better than Matt. Wow.
Yeah, there's a little log. I forgot about the log. Never mind what I just said.
That's insane.
I thought there wasn't a log.
There you go. What's the eye button over there? Like little
this
in the middle. Like this is the auto and like an eye.
See, this is auto. I think it's for like it automates the process. There you go. So I think that's it. Okay, so I drew a
pawn. No way, it just like automates your like.
I think it does. Yeah, it automates. Well, not automates everything. I think it automates like phases and chains and whatever. Okay, so vamos a hacer pot of desires, and hopefully I draw something useful. Y no me lo mete. Please, God, don't tell me you have something else. Okay. Ah, shit. Okay, so it's pretty horrible. I drew exactly this and I didn't want to draw that. Okay, get to what I say. Once per turn, you can target one face-down monster on the field, changing to the face-down defense position. Right, so I will not be able to do anything because he's just going to put it set once I summon it. Great. I think I lost. I want to play it out because I think if I surrender, I don't get points. So I have to like toughen up and just take it. But yeah, man. So what do you guys think?
Oh, I'm disappointed at Wizards of the Coast. I think I've said more than enough. So JP and John, go ahead, my dudes.
So
I've said enough.
Yeah, at least for me, that I was part of like the beta phase of Arena when we only had like three sets for standard that were the standard sets that were rolling on that time. I'm pretty pissed because a lot of us that were in that phase of the game, we did not invest it monetary wise, but we invested a lot of time.
Yeah.
And we got the cards that we wanted. We got a hefty collection. And then when they went public, you know, not went public, but when they went from beta to be an actual game, they didn't give us our collection. So we lost it. They just gave us a couple of gems. And that was it. So having this in the initial run that you have your dual pass and you keep getting like prizes for logging in or doing, you know, you're getting incentives off the bat from the start and until you continue, because that's what basically they're doing. You know, what they just made is a mobile game in steroids, because if you think about it, it has the same login style as Duel Links. So it is like mobile game style, but obviously you can play it in any place. You can play in your console, you can play in your computer, in your Switch. So this off the bat is amazing, and honestly to have this being at start, I'm sorry, but Wizard of the Coast in this end game, oh god, they lost.
Yeah,
you know,
like I don't think it's even fair to compare Magic Arena to this, just because like Magic Arena isn't even half the product that this is.
Exactly.
Honestly.
But you're right, but it's fair criticism.
It looks like a beta version of this. Like, Arena looks like a beta version of whatever the hell this is.
But just, it was just so easy because they already had proof of concept with stuff like Hearthstone. Obviously, these people, the one that did a Master Duel, obviously based it off what they saw in Hearthstone completely. Like, they just like took what worked from Hearthstone, what worked from Lutera, because they took ideas from Lutera and applied it here completely. And they just did a great client that works crossplay everywhere you want. It's just, oh, it just logged into my account.
That's it. That's it. They made a client that works upon release. Yep. That alone is insane when you compare it to Magic Arena.
It's crazy.
And how broken that thing was upon release.
I agree.
Yep.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
It's fucking
ridiculous. I'm still in shock. It's like, wow. Can't believe it. Like, again. Me being somebody that invested so much in Arena, because I'm not going to lie, I did. You know, in terms of like gems, buying booster boxes, digital booster boxes, my bad. This is insane. You know, telling me that off the bat, you get gems off the bat, you can buy the you can either buy the cards that you need. It tells you the ratio of what cards are going to probably come out when you buy the booster packs, and then from Arena, that you can buy tens of million booster packs, and there's a high chance that you won't get half of the cards that you need.
You don't even know your chances.
Yep. Yeah. You don't even know your chances. Here, they actually laid it out for you.
Unless you go somewhere and like look for someone who's like hacked the code and done an in-depth analysis. Like, you don't know that. That's information that you don't know. These guys just went ahead and just Japanese gacha'd the crap out. I mean, the company is Japanese, but they just Japanese gacha'd like the crap out of it and just went like, hey, here's the chance to get like your ultra rares and all the goodies that you want. And on top of that, like, we tell you the chances, we incentivize you every time you open boosters by like rewarding you with more goodies when you open boosters. And then to top it all off, you can also craft the cards you need.
Yep.
It's like this entire time, instead of Wizards hearing the complaints of the Magic community, Konami just went over here and heard the complaints of the Magic community and went, hey, I'm pretty sure we can do it better.
Yep. It's crazy. Yeah.
Like, that is a ridiculous and amazing coincidence.
Yep.
If it weren't because of like,
yeah,
I would hope. If it weren't just because of personal preference, I would move to Yu-Gi-Oh! Right the hell now.
I agree. Yeah. The only reason I'll get into Yu-Gi-Oh! Because it's so freaking bloody confusing. Right now I'm trying to combo off and it's impossible.
That's one of the reasons. That's one of the reasons why I like the GOAT format, because GOAT is like old school Yu-Gi-Oh! Not that complicated.
I agree. Yeah. I love it.
Do they have like different formats in the game yet, or is that like not a thing yet?
No, they just have the normal one, which is basically everything. Yeah.
Yeah, probably in the future they will add like the different formats, probably.
Mm-hmm.
That's still insane.
Because the cards that you can use in GOAT are not the same ones that you can use like in the meta.
Monster Reborn.
Yep.
Exactly.
Pot of Greed. I dropped three cards.
Isn't Pot of Greed like banned everywhere anyways?
Essentially, yeah.
It's a card that lets you draw two cards for free.
No, never mind.
Pot of Greed.
Graceful Charity.
Then I use Pot of Greed.
Then I use Pot of Greed.
And then I use Pot of Greed.
Wait a minute. You're only supposed to have three copies of that. Pot of Greed. Where are you getting this from?
Remember, the heart of the cards.
Always guides you.
Always
guides you. Yep.
Como yo, going heart of the cards and pulling out banned cards.
Yeah, freaking.
Gotcha.
I've been a Yu-Gi-Oh player this whole time.
Ascendant and Trade Secret.
Chacho. Yeah, that's fair. I read it like on Reddit when it was legal in 2004.
What? But that's illegal. The heart of the car.
Oh, Yumiya. Oh, this guy destroyed me. This is freaking horrible. I might have one play, but it depends si el baja algo más, which might be the case.
De momento saco una carta de Magic, the heart of the cards, counterspell.
Ancestral Recall, draw three cards.
Ancestral Recall without having to like exile it. You just cast it.
No, Ancestral Recall is the one.
God, it penetrates your defense.
See, at the end of
the point.
Everything has innate trample.
No. Not everything, but most things.
Really?
No.
That was how it worked.
Some of the things.
Unless your monster is like in defense mode, no?
That was defense mode. Es que tenía trampo.
In defense mode, es que tiene trampo.
They call it piercing here, pero
sí. Piercing, yeah.
So trample.
Trample, yeah. Trample,
yeah.
Escucha
los de Yu-Gi-Oh! Cagándose en todos nosotros.
A ver si puedo hacer la jugadita esta que puedo hacer.
That's a good one. I'll start streaming it, but I'll call everything by its magic equivalent.
I dig it.
What was called the Ash? Isn't Ash a counter spell?
Bueno, Ash es un hand trap para parar el searching from the deck. That's what it does. Es como cuando tú tiras el pollo ese de... What the fuck is this shit?
Oh, it's like... It's like playing...
Exactly. Just got counterspelled, bro.
he did see some shenanigan, yeah. Okay.
Okay, Orengo, you've been countered. I'm sorry.
Resolvió. Resolvió.
Cards, I think.
Resolvió. Es que me hizo... Ah, me pasó... What did he do? I don't know what I'm doing.
Did he just tell you can't play? No, because it's like the summon.
You can banish any number of from your graveyard, special summon. Wait, that card me quitó la habilidad. Eso fue, don't you again? You can
neither player can banish cards for the rest of this turn.
Ah, me cago en la clica. He had that counter for that too. I needed that.
Wow, he stifled you.
He stifled me.
I'm just gonna kill yourself.
The little game. Yep, just gonna do it myself. Are you gonna let me do that shit, or are you gonna stop me too, man? What the hell's going on?
That'd be great.
Oh my god, stop it.
Imagine that he stops you.
Luego me paró todo. No puedo hacer nada en todo el juego. That was insane.
Huh, so that's how that looks from this perspective.
I know, right?
Oh god, that looks great.
Oh, piercing works when the opponent attacks you too?
Es piercing simplemente para la defensa. Okay, mira eso. Even then, I bumped the level, so I got like, what, 30% of this bar filled up when I lost. And I got like a little... Aquí usualmente los dual scores suben if you do extra shit, like let's say your low life, you get a certain percentage of points. If you do more than 3,000 damage, you get more to a little box, and this little box te da unos tokens. Those tokens te van a enseñar lo que you can do with them. Y aquí acabo. Hay una sección aquí que se llama en el shop, te digo, se llama bonus pack. Es un legacy pack. A legacy pack is seeded to have like basically, you know, iconic cards like Blue Eyes, like creo que está el Dark Magician.
Get yourself that Blue Eyes, bro.
Is there a Dark Necrosphere?
I don't see Dark Magician there. How can they not have Dark Magician there?
Oh, but I'm sorry. I assume that's odd. I did think
I'm
they
pissed off now. I don't want to play anymore.
They have Jinzo. They have.
Oh, they do have Dark Magician.
Dark Necrosphere.
There's Dark Necrosphere. Vita. Okay, so probably they tell Dark Magician.
Favorite card.
Has to be somewhere. It's a normal card, or maybe no quisieron ponerlo. I don't know.
Man, I used to have so many of those cards.
Aquí está Skull.
I still have my OG Dark Magician from starter deck Yugi, so.
Nice. So this is basically all the iconic cards. Entonces, esto está seeded, ¿verdad? Son como que la mitad de las cartas que hay en el pool, son 3,900. So, Jesus. You get little tokens, ¿verdad? Yo tengo 5 ahora mismo. Yo tenía 20 tokens de esto, by the way. Simplemente jugando, ganando, perdiendo, you get a bunch of these little things and you can just click them.
Yeah,
and
like, click and pay. Yeah, that's...
Lo único malo es que esto es más que dos cartas por booster. So it's pretty shitty there. But considerando como... todo lo que te acabo de mencionar.
Yeah, those are like the tournament packs.
Exacto. Exacto, mundo. I feel like they are the equivalent of the tournament packs.
Mm-hmm.
Porque son dos cartitas. Yo me recuerdo que es verdad, tienes toda razón, eran dos cartitas. But yeah, no me voy a tumbar esto. Arena sucks. I can't believe Konami of all people.
This is going to be right, interesting, like, because I will clip this audio for this portion.
Thank you, thank you.
Yeah,
I'm just saying, like, Konami is usually known for being a pretty trash company.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When your product is worse than the one that the shit company is pulling out, I don't know, man. I got news.
Right? Mm-hmm. It's kind of insane.